relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. Why are we playing that music? Well, first things first, because we can, because we like good music. And number two, because we're breaking the rules. We're having a guest in our first segment, the opening of our second hour. My friend, a great American patriot, and a guy, I think, look, Christopher Reeve was great, but perhaps the quintessence of the Man of Steel was portrayed by our guest, Dean Cain. Dean, are you there?
I am here, and I am so happy to be here, sir.
I don't know if we've discussed this, or if you've been on the show since then. It might be a senior moment, but you hosted the honor gala of the Heritage Foundation not too long ago here in D.C., and you did a very impressive job, Dean. So kudos to you.
I appreciate that, Dr. Gorka, and if I recall correctly, that was also the evening of your birthday, sir.
It was. You gave me a shout-out. Such a dude. We're surrounded by 5,000 of my friends. Thank you, Dean. Dean, let's get to business. We have to talk about this circus that's going on Capitol Hill, but first things first, you recently performed this incredible play, I believe it was filmed as well, with your friend, where you performed the Strzok and Page texts. Were you a little surprised by the interview in the Daily Beast this Sunday from Lisa Page, who says now she's the victim, Dean?
Yeah, that was a big shocker. We got a chance to perform we called it FBI Lovebirds.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun to do, but we were just using their words verbatim toward each other. Of course, as actors, we had a little fun with it, and it was all done with a smile and a wink and a nod because the things that they were saying were so outrageous. So the idea, and it showed such incredible bias and their positions at that level, it just kind of peeled back the onion and showed what was happening inside. And I think the fact that she's coming out now claiming that she was a victim is absolutely ridiculous. I think she's trying to get ahead of the couple report, the Durham report especially, and I just think it's going to be an absolute disaster for her.
Now, you actually had to perform this with, was it Kirsten Swanson, right?
Kirsten Swanson, yes.
Yeah. So you performed this. You had to, you know, I guess, I'm not an actor, but you're supposed to get into the psyche of the people you're playing, especially if they're real people. These texts talk about things such as, oh, God, make sure he doesn't win. He's not going to win, is he? And then your response as Strzok was, no, he'll never win. We have a plan. Not exactly sounds like a victim, does it?
No, not a victim at all.
What is the impression, you know, having to play this, what is the impression that you got of these two people in the Obama administration?
Well, when you play the character, you have to have an idea of what their motivation would be.
Yes.
Peter Strzok's motivation was he honestly saw himself as Superman. I mean, it's just apropos that I got to play the character, and then this came on. He thought he was great, and I honestly think he thought he was doing good. I don't think he even saw the ridiculousness of what he was doing and the partisanship of what he was doing because he felt so secure that he was just so right. And I think that was true for probably Lisa Page as well. Now, granted, they were having an affair at the same time. They thought that was okay, too, I guess. When you get into the psyche of playing the guys, I played Peter Strzok as though Peter Strzok loved Peter Strzok because I think Peter Strzok was having an affair on his wife with Lisa Page and also with Peter Strzok because I think he was his favorite person in the world.
Let's stick on this. This is really fascinating. We're talking to Dean Cain. You know who he is. He's Superman. He's Lois and Clark. Follow him, of real Dean Cain. Nobody's listening, so just I'm going to ask a personal question. There's only about 2 million people listening.
Perfect.
Do you get annoyed if people introduce you with that music? I just want to ask.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
good.
No, no, no.
So it never gets old. It never gets old.
It could be. Listen, if I had played a different character that I didn't like so much, maybe that's the case.
Right.
But I love the character of Superman. The funny thing with me is that whenever somebody wants to disagree with me or have an argument with me, they immediately tell me what a terrible Superman I was. And then I always figure that's a victory by me. Oh,
yes.
You were a terrible Superman. Okay.
Right.
That has nothing to do with this impeachment inquiry, but okay.
That's another version of ad hominem, but it's a pretty cool one because at least you did get to play Superman. It's like that audio quote from Obama when he said to Mr. Trump, at least I will have been president. Do you remember that classic audio?
I remember it really well. Mean tweets on Kimmel, I believe. And,
yes.
That didn't age well.
No, it did not. Okay, let's get to the news. We're having far too much fun here on America First on the Salem Radio Network with our buddy, the Dean. You said something very interesting now. Peter Strzok, who's at the center of the attempt to take down the candidacy of President Trump and then the presidency of President Trump, loved himself more than anybody else. Isn't that potentially a theme for everything we're seeing, whether it's Colonel Vindman, whether it's Fiona Hill, whether it's Chairman Nadler? These people love themselves so much, they're so convinced of their own rectitude that they think that they're smarter and they have more rights than the 63 million Americans that actually elected our president. Isn't there a certain level of vanity, don't you think?
A huge level of vanity and moral superiority. I think it really rests on they think they are just morally so much more superior than everybody else and than anybody who disagrees with them, certainly. And that I don't think that's why it's been such a tough pill for everyone to swallow. That's why during these impeachment hearings thus far, whatever we're calling them, this inquiry, the desire and the level of public support for impeachment keeps falling.
Right.
And today will not help.
Yeah.
I promise you. Today, I'm watching this today. I might have fallen asleep just a little bit, but I'm watching it today, and I don't think it's going to help at all.
It looks
terrible with these law professors up here doing things, and especially the one who just said something about you may be able to name your child Barron,
yes,
but you can't make him a Barron. That was just so over the top, ridiculous. So many of these questions and answers are so rehearsed that any actor should be able to see it. And that was absolutely one of my least favorite moments, or maybe my favorite of the day.
Right. So you are a well-known public figure. You've played Superman. You've played in the movie Gosnell. When you walk down the street or at the airport, I'm sure you're mobbed. When you meet people who aren't political but just know you from your public persona, do you get a sense that the average American is buying any of this? Do you talk to people who are not political about the big issues happening in the swamp? If you do, what's your impression of, are people buying this, Dean Kane?
I don't think people are very interested. Your people on the street are very interested in this impeachment inquiry at all. Sometimes people will turn to me and go, well, what do you think this is going to happen? And I'll say, I think it's going to be that exactly what they say. They're going to write up articles of impeachment, the House will pass it, and then it'll get acquitted in the Senate, and it's all awful and gone. And it's going to be terrible. It's going to look like just what Jerry Nadler said, 20 years ago, when he was talking about, if you're going to have an impeachment, you need to have both parties on board 100%. It should not be a party line vote, and that's what this is going to be. But people aren't talking about it in the street. They're not talking about it in the taxis. They're not talking about it in the airports. This is a political thing, and it is being looked at as, people in Washington fighting about this when they could be fighting about something that means something to the rest of us, like, I don't know, the USMCA and things of that nature. And so I don't think people are talking about it. I don't hear anything about it. I think it's just Washington sort of infighting.
I think that's such a good metric. If people aren't talking about it, then they really don't believe it. In the last few minutes we have with Dean Kane, follow him on Twitter, Real Dean Kane. I have to ask you, because you move in that sphere, that's where you came from. Are conservatives ever going to understand the importance of culture, my friend?
I think so. I just think it's a weird time, I think it's a pendulum of sorts, and right now the pendulum has swung, at least in this industry, very far to the left, and I think it's going to come back around because things are going to. things are going to show up. There's going to be results. There's going to be things like, you know, the lowest unemployment rates in 50 years for blacks, for Hispanics, for women, for, you know, for the youth. I mean, those sort of things are going to show up over and over and over and over. And after a while, people are going to go, hey, this is pretty good, because we have real results instead of sitting on their moral high ground, which is what happens so much here in Hollywood. People just sit on their moral high ground and say, I want this, 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 but they don't really do anything. I mean, they can talk about how, you know, I mean, Chris Pratt is in trouble, apparently, for having a picture taken with him with a single-use plastic water bottle.
Right. It's insane. I don't think it's a moral high ground, my friend. I think it's an immoral high ground. He is Dean Cain. He's got 380,000 followers on Twitter. Follow him right now. I'm just happy that when you go to his account, at least on my algorithm, it says, who else should you follow? Right underneath, it says Terry Hatcher. I follow you now, Terry Hatcher. Nicely done, Twitter. At least that's one algorithm. That's a good one. But everybody, check out Real Dean Cain, especially, I'm not going to give it away, the pinned tweet, the beautiful pinned tweet at the top of his feed. God bless you, my friend. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next, we're going to have in studio Tim Murtaugh of the Trump 2020 campaign. And then your calls, everybody who's on the line, Mike, Mark, John, Richard, be patient. We'll get to you. Don't touch that dial.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I have to say, you know, I'm a you know, very active person. I have my own business and I run around all the time. And I actually work out, I lift weights, and I started taking the balance of nature in the beginning, and it was an amazing thing. It's helped me with everything. I used to say, I don't feel old, but I don't feel young anymore. But since taking the balance of nature, I have to say I'm starting to feel young again.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code NOW.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxer Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-In Pest-Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
God bless John, Linda, Steve, Marianne, Michael, Carol, Gary, Kerry, Lori, Greg, Tammy, Michael, Mary, Richard, Susan, and Brian, all of you who in just the last 24 hours have made a donation to our Angel Tree Fund as part of the Prison Fellowship. Remember what our Lord and Savior said. You've got to help the children. Let the children come unto me. You help the orphans. You help the widows and those behind bars. With this campaign, you are helping children who've lost a parent to the prison system. When you donate $22 to the Angel Tree Fund, they get a Christmas present from you, a message from the Bible, and we organize getting a message to them from their parent in prison. How great a blessing is that? And it's so easy to do. Please just go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner and provide a donation of $22 a day, $22 per child, to make their Christmas a little bit more blessed. If you prefer to call, you can call them on 800-206-9764. That's 800-206-9764. If you donate $110, and some of you have, in fact, many of you have, think of the fact that you are providing a ray of hope to 5 children this Christmas. SebGorka.com, Angel Tree Banner, or call 800-206-9764. I can't believe it. Our guest in studio this hour says people don't know how to pronounce his name.
Sometimes.
Have they not seen Lethal Weapon? It's Lieutenant Murtaugh.
I know. So some of those, sometimes I do get that, the Murtaugh, the Danny Glover character from the Lethal Weapon movies. Yeah, Murtaugh.
Now, you are not a character in a Lethal Weapon movie, but you are Tim Murtaugh. You are Director of Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. It's great to have you. Last time we met in person, well, we've seen each other at events.
Sure.
But we were at the launch of the re-election campaign.
That's right.
In Orlando.
That's right, Orlando, Florida. Yeah.
What an amazing time.
That was a big time. That's probably the largest scale event that we've done, you know, in recent months.
Because you had a huge outside area that you had jumbo screens in.
Yeah, we call that 45 Fest. And we have done that a couple times at some of the larger rallies where the venue is large enough to really be suitable for that.
Was that the venue where Beto O'Rourke had an event that was drowned out? Was that the same day?
I don't know if it was. There have been a couple times where he tried to compete with us. I think he was nearby. He did it again in Texas when we were in Dallas. He did it nearby. We usually heard about those things after the fact, and we're like, well, Beto was here? We didn't even really notice, you know. But that was big. I mean, that was the Orlando's where the Orlando Magic play. It's a beautiful arena.
It is.
He put over 20,000 people in there, the president did, and there were 20,000 more outside.
It was quite
almost 50,000 people assembled there that day.
We actually broadcast from Orlando that night. We are talking to Tim Murtaugh, Director of Communication for the Trump 2020 campaign. Follow him on Twitter, Tim Murtaugh, Murtaugh.
Thank you for that.
Stuart Varney, it's pronounced Murtaugh.
Stuart,
okay?
Can't get it.
Stuart, you're a Brit. You should know how to pronounce words. Honestly.
Oh, boy,
okay, let's talk about the insanity first that's going on in Capitol Hill right now. We have Congressman Chabot, the congressman from Ohio's 1st District. I'm pronouncing it the French way, I guess. Would Americans pronounce it Chabot? I don't know. It's C-H-A-B-O-T. We'll get him in studio. We'll ask the congressman. But he nailed it. Cut 15.
It's pretty clear to me that no matter what questions we ask these 4 witnesses here today, and no matter what their answers are, that most, if not all, of the Democrats on this committee are going to vote to impeach President Trump. That's what their hardcore Trump-hating base wants, and they've wanted that since the president was elected 3 years ago. In fact, when Democrats took over the House, one of the first things that they did was introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump, and that was way before President Trump and the Ukrainian President Zelensky ever had their famous phone call, whether it was perfect or not.
So isn't this simply a statement of the obvious that this impeachment was planned for the last 3 years, Tim?
Yes, and I think that's obvious to anybody who's been paying attention at all. This is something that the Democrats had drawn up immediately following the election. And when I say immediately following, I mean like late that night on election night. They started dreaming about this. And in November and December of 2016, people started to openly talk about it. And as the president has pointed out, at 12:19 p.m. on Inauguration Day, so 19 minutes into the Trump administration, the Washington Post had a story hit their website that said the drive to impeach President Trump begins now, 19 minutes into the Trump administration. So let's not pretend that this is something that the Democrats.
About truth.
Have, yeah, that this is something that, oh, my gosh, we just stumbled on this and we have to act. No. For 2 years, you know this. Everyone knows this. They told the American people that the president of the United States was a Russian agent.
Well, what happened to that?
Well, that kind of went away. It blew up in their faces because there was nothing to it. There never was anything to
it. But Nadler told us. Adam Schiff said he has incontrovertible evidence.
Yes, yes, there's evidence in plain sight, he said.
So if he's hiding it, isn't he committing obstruction of justice,
If he's
Tim?
Got the evidence, he's still got it in his back pocket because nobody's seen it. The Mueller report came out. It blew that thing out of the water completely, and so they had to find something else, and now they're on this Ukraine nonsense. This has been, from the very beginning, it might as well have a DNC logo on it because this has been a Democrat right. impeachment in search of a reason for 3 whole years.
Right.
And so, of course, that soundbite from the congressman is exactly dead on. The Democrats, this is a foregone conclusion what they're going to do in the House. And Nancy Pelosi, let's remember who's in charge of the House here.
Yes.
It's Nancy Pelosi. It's not Jerry Nadler. It's not Adam Schiff. It's not anybody else. It's Nancy Pelosi. She said over and over again that she didn't want to pursue impeachment because it was too divisive for the country. And she would only do it, if it had bipartisan support. Well, she's pursuing it, and she's right. It is divisive, and it does not have bipartisan support, and she's doing it anyway.
The only people who voted for it were Democrats.
Absolutely.
With four people, I think it was four, who voted against it. They couldn't even convince all of the Democrats.
No, they did not keep all their members in line. Every Republican voted against it,
right.
And they could not. Democrats, a couple Democrats came over to the Republican side. So it was bipartisan in one respect.
Oh,
it had bipartisan opposition.
It. Opposition.
Yes. Yes.
You are a canny political operator. You've been around the block, Tim. Mm-hmm. Did she just surrender to the squad? How did this happen?
Yeah, she got overwhelmed, and she was about to lose control of her caucus, and she likes being speaker. I think there's no question of
so
that.
So the squad are controlling now?
Yeah, there's absolutely. Look at this is a sort of a parallel to what's going on in the presidential primaries on the
yes.
Democrat side. The squad and the extreme fringe of the Democrat Party and their members in Congress and their activists, they're controlling the issues that all the candidates are
and
running
they're the
on.
Face of the party.
Yeah, they're the face. They're the leaders of the party. There's no question of that. Just look at Joe Biden's behavior, all the different long-held beliefs that he's had.
The flip-flops.
Yeah, he's had to jettison those beliefs because it's not suitable in today's Democrat primary. And that's who's running it, is people like the squad, people who think like that. And that's exactly what Nancy Pelosi had to buckle under to when she knew it was bad for the country to pursue impeachment. She knew it was
right.
also bad for her majority in the House. She had to do it, though, because she's beholden to the extreme left wing.
We like to call them the four horsewomen of the Democrat apocalypse,
well,
not the squad.
She's going
to
lose her majority over this.
In the last 30 seconds we have with you in this segment, we're talking to Tim Murtaugh, Director of Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. Isn't this part and parcel of why the president and your campaign is winning over so many former Democrats?
Absolutely, because Americans see this, and they know, and you know, they've been hearing this buzz coming out of Washington about impeachment, but then they have seen these televised hearings, and they're thinking, this is it? This is what this is what they've been yapping about all
yeah.
this time? This
yeah.
is nothing. And people don't like a president being tossed out for strictly political reasons, and that's what this is.
The second greatest power Congress has after declaring war is to impeach and remove a sitting president, and now it's being done just for politics. We're talking to Tim Murtaugh, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the President of the United States. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. Not everyone could get a ticket, so we filmed the events in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to WatchSalemMedia.com. You will be glad you did. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good
Thank
job.
You,
How's President. Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. President. He knows what's going on everywhere.
That's a great cut.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, that's great.
You stand up to ask a question at the Social Media Summit, and he asks you, how's your radio show going?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Is there something
that's
he doesn't
That's a beautiful
know?
Drop he just gave you. That's what it's called, right? A drop.
He knows the terminology.
That's a lingo, yeah.
I'm still learning it. 11 months later, I'm still learning it. Our guest is Tim Murtaugh. Follow him at Tim Murtaugh, M-U-R-T-A-U-G-H, Director of Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. Before we get back to the key issues of the campaign, just some breaking news that you might be interested in. George Zimmerman is suing the family of Trayvon Martin and a related publisher and the prosecutors for 100 million. I feel like I should be like Dr. Evil. $100 million for actually hoaxing, for lying about his reputation during that infamous case in which the 70-year-old Trayvon Martin was shot after trying to beat George Zimmerman's head into the pavement. Another case, Devin Nunes has slapped CNN with a $435 million defamation lawsuit. Oh, God bless Devin Nunes. Why? Because CNN reported that he went, that the congressman went to Vienna to meet with individuals, including Ukrainian chief prosecutor Viktor Shokin. He's never been to Vienna in 2018, and he's never even met Viktor Shokin. That's the quality of CNN journalism. Sue them into the ground, my dear friend. We are back with Tim. Tim, let's forget impeachment. Let's talk about real things. What is it that the American people see happening in the last 3 years that's really going to make a difference in 334 days?
What they see is the Trump economy is just still strong and still growing, and people feel this in their everyday lives. Unemployment has reached record lows for any demographic in any way you want to describe any American, for men, for women,
veterans,
for blacks, for veterans, right, for Asians, for Latinos, you name it, it has hit an all-time low. The stock market has set dozens and dozens of closing
just 21 in this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's over and over again. Every way you want to look at the economy, it is going gangbusters. And despite the Democrats and the media's best efforts to try to talk it down and say, oh, a recession is coming, they're making it up. Now, if you notice, in all these Democrat debates, which they've been doing once a month for the last 100 years, they don't talk about the economy anymore.
They can't.
No, because it's unassailable and they know
national
it.
Security, the
yep.
economy.
They don't talk about national
it.
Security. So all of that is going in the president's direction. National security. The president is leading again on the world stage. Being an American and having America's voice in the world actually means something again. He's over in London talking with his NATO allies. Other countries in NATO are starting to carry the weight again that they're supposed to about by being a member of NATO. They agreed to do this. They haven't been doing
because of President Trump.
Well, yeah, and President Trump is the one who's finally got these other countries ponying up and carrying their weight in NATO like they're supposed to be. He's improving our trade deals. China is coming back to the negotiating table again on the trade deal there. That's something that no president
USMCA is ready.
Nancy Pelosi won't bring USMCA up for a vote in the House. You know why? Of course we know why. Because it would pass. Think about that. She won't bring it to a vote because it would pass. That's ridiculous for the Speaker of the
Unbelievable.
House. And it's all because she won't dare give the president what she thinks is a political victory. And so all of those things argue for the president's reelection. And the Democrats know that, which is why we're going through this mess of impeachment, because they know they can't beat him.
We only have 1 minute left with you, Tim. I want to ask you something. Take off your campaign hat, your MAGA hat.
Right.
As an American, if God willing, we reelect the most successful president since 1969 in 334 days, are you afraid the Democrats and the rabid left wing of the Democrats are going to go even more crazy?
I can't imagine what would make them go crazier than we already see them behaving, but having President Trump reelected would certainly do it. I mean, you see how nuts they are now.
Yeah.
Just imagine when the guy is reelected. All of their best efforts, they've spent 4 years. By that point, they will have spent 4 years trying to undermine him and defeat him and throw him out of office. And when they fail, the mass explosion of heads across this country among liberals is
collective
oh
head.
My gosh, it's going to be unbelievable.
He's got a pretty good radio voice, doesn't he, Leroy? We might have to get him to read some liners Mark Lotter.
Sure, yeah.
We'll get you back in studio.
Lotter's a good man.
He is Tim Murtaugh. Follow him right now. It's Murtaugh, you know, like Lethal Weapon. I'm Sebastian
right.
Gorka. This is America First. And go to the website. The website is
DonaldJTrump.com.
Find out the events. Buy your plastic straws. I've got my Trump plastic straw
here. Oh, yeah.
Buy
some plastic straws. We're at about $1 million on plastic straws.
You've hit $1 million.
I think so. I'd have to double check on that, but it's approximately $1 million.
Whoever came up with that, genius.
Yeah. It's no MAGA hat, red MAGA hat, but the Trump straws are pretty hot.
It's close. Yeah. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com. So it's Relief Factor Pain Relief. That's natural pain relief that has no negative side effects. And most importantly, because I live it every single day, pain relief that works. How do I know this? I had a lower back pain issue for 9 years until Pete and Seth Talbot came to me when we launched the show and said, would you try Relief Factor? I said, I'd try, but I'm not going to endorse it if it doesn't work. Within 2 weeks, I was pain-free, and that was 11 months later. That's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking Relief Factor, because it works. That's why my colleagues, my fellow faculty members here at Salem, endorse this product so wholeheartedly. People with reputations like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, you know it's real. If you don't take my word for it, go to relieffactor.com and see the video testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back, liberated from daily aches and pains. Find out for yourself if it can work for you by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? Isn't your pain-free life worth it? It was to me. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. I guarantee you, Dr. G guarantees you, if you take it for those 3 weeks twice a day, you will know at the end whether it works for you like it works for me. Relieffactor.com. Back to your calls. There's one line open, 833-334-6752.
There's a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Association for Mature American Citizens.
So glad we got Tim Murtaugh in studio. What a great voice. Somebody else to do free liners for us, right? They are free, right? I hope they're free. Because Mark Lotta, if they're not, we owe Mark Lotta a lot of money. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and we are massive fans here at America First of AMAC. AMAC, the Association for Mature American Citizens, are the good guys who fight for your health care to stay in your hands. If you're over the age of 50, you must be a member of this organization. Don't wait. AARP is subverting it. They're working with the Democrats who want to do away with private health care. Membership is just $16 a year. Join now. Support this conservative organization. Get all kinds of benefits. Plus, you'll be supporting those who protect your health care. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. Or call this number. Write it down. 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824. Our number here, on the other hand, which you should know by heart, it should be emblazoned on your cerebellum, is 833-334-6752. The call board is full, so let's make some room here. Let's go to Richard, Louisville, line five.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
The only person that I heard making good sense this morning was Jonathan Turley. He referred to the Constitution and the actual question that those people were supposed to address, which is, did anything that President Trump did rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors? And he said nothing that he did rose to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. And I think you've been very effective in pushing back, as well as your guests. And I want to applaud you for speaking out. And
we lost Richard there. Oh, so speaking out, we lost you for a second. Keep going, Richard.
Well, the other two are part of the Democrat Party derangement.
The other three, Richard, it's three to one. Yeah, it's three to one. Yeah. Let's just take a moment, Richard. Let's listen to the opening statement, just 23 seconds. It's exactly what you just mentioned. This is what a liberal constitutional scholar who's not a former Obama administration lackey says about the current circus. This is Jonathan Turley this morning, cut six.
I'm not a supporter of President Trump. I voted against him. My personal views of President Trump are as irrelevant to my impeachment testimony as they should be to your impeachment vote. President Trump will not be our last president, and what we leave in the wake of this scandal will shape our democracy for generations to come. I'm concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger. I believe this impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent for future impeachments.
I love the word paucity. Did you catch what he said there? A paucity of evidence, a poverty, a lack of evidence, and an abundance of anger. And he said, my personal views on the president should be completely irrelevant to the constitutional argument. And Richard, this is what the other star witness out of the three said recently in a conference about Donald Trump. This is cut 14. This is the witness, Pamela, what's her last name? Carlin. Carlin, let's play that.
You know, I came in from the airport yesterday and I got off the bus from Dulles down at L'Enfant Plaza and I walked up to the hotel, and as I was walking past what used to be the old post office building and is now the Trump Hotel, which I had to cross the street, of course.
Are you staying there?
God, no. Never. Never.
I had to cross the street. That's their witness. Richard, it's a circus. Thank you for calling. Let's stay on the topic of Pamela Carlin. Professor Carlin, God, no, I wouldn't stay at the Trump Hotel. Line three, John in Ohio. Welcome aboard, John.
Hey, Dr. Gorka. Glad to be talking to you again. New term, Gorka's gorillas. If we can't get them the right way, we'll go around them another way.
I like that. Oh, you mean in terms of fighters, those kinds of gorillas?
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
the silverbacks.
Like Revolutionary War. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I like silverback gorillas too. I like the big ones in the zoo.
I like Gorka's gorillas better.
I like
but
that.
Anyhow.
What is it? The Raiders. What was it? Was it Roberts Raiders? Roberts Raiders, right?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Or
good.
Rogers Rangers.
Rogers Rangers. John, why did you call us today?
The reason why I called Dr. Gorka, when Congressman Collins was accused of calling him to question her integrity.
You mean Pamela's integrity, Carlin's integrity,
yeah, call,
right?
Yeah, Pamela. Yeah, I call her Pamela. I won't call her by her title. I really believe that our congressional representatives have every right to call into question the integrity of those three hacks, because they're not only lying, as you pointed out, they're Obama and Democratic operatives, but at the same time, they're talking about our president's integrity, which I believe is above reproach. I believe that because he's kept his promises. I believe that as long as you have people like that in front of the Judiciary Committee, we as Americans have a right to call into question their integrity and their honor. Hashtag send them white feathers.
Which you do with any witness in any court. You get to ask their motivations. You get to question their credentials. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a white-collar case, whether it's a murder case, or whether it's the attempt to remove a president from office. You question their motivations, especially when they donate $1,000 to the Warren campaign for president. That is, of course, what Pamela Carlin did. When they are former Obama administration employees, like she is, when they worked for the Democrats in the Senate, when they worked for the Clinton campaign and the Clinton White House. Oh, and the last one, I didn't even mention him. That's Noah Feldman. Noah Feldman said the following just after the inauguration. And he tweeted out, this is the third Democrat witness, he tried to argue that the president tweeting out that I was wiretapped, that tweet should be, quote, considered misconduct by the highest official in the executive branch and lead to impeachment. So, Mr. Feldman, I guess you've been waiting for this impeachment for 3 years. These are the Democrat star witnesses. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and we are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works. We know you have an option. You can take synthetic painkillers. You can take over-the-counter or prescription painkillers. You can take those disgusting, smelly salves or ointments. Don't do it. Do what I do. Take 4 little capsules in the morning, 4 little capsules in the evening of a natural pain-killing supplement. Resveratrol, curcumin, omega-3 have been demonstrated over decades, in the case of curcumin, over centuries, to affect pain relief naturally. How? They attack the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. That's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking Relief Factor right now to fight their everyday aches and pains. Doesn't matter what it is, whether it's age, whether it's mileage, whether it's exercise, do what I do. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order your 3-week quick starter pack. It can be at your door in 3 days or less. I guarantee you, if you take it for 3 weeks, you will know at the end whether it works for you like it works for me. And the best thing is, it costs less than $20, $19.95, less than a dollar a day, to find out if you could be the next success story. You deserve to find out. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. The call board is full again. So what are we going to do? We're going to take your calls.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data
data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. VantagePoint is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Can I do you a favor? Are you looking for that very special Christmas gift for that difficult-to-buy-for person? How about a signed copy of The War for America's Soul and 3 months free membership to our unique subscription service that gives you access to this show without the commercials, all 3 hours, special behind-the-scenes interviews, hour-long long forms, and my take of the real story behind the fake news? That's what you get when you go to sebgorka.com. Click on the banner at the top for The War for America's Soul. We'll send you a signed copy plus 3 months free membership. Also, how about a little treat for you? You can buy the book for yourself. It's okay. The last event we went to in Cleveland, people kept coming up to the table for me to sign books with all 3 books. The local vendor had bought all of my books, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight in the War for America's Soul. I love you guys. You came with piles of books for me to sign. You can do that. Treat yourself. How about something else? How about getting yourself a MyPillow discount, the likes of which nobody has seen? Go to MyPillow.com, call 1-800-829-8468, and use my name, G-O-R-K-A, for the biggest discounts out there. Let's go to your calls. I can't believe we're at the end of the second hour. This is insane. Rex, have we had Rex before? I don't know if we've had any Rexes. Line 3, Rex in California. Welcome to America First.
Hi, thank you.
Yes.
I heard a congressman, I think it was Congressman Leo from California, make a statement that this impeachment hearing isn't a criminal trial. It's more of a civil trial. And I just thought it was pathetic that it takes less evidence to remove a president from office than it does to convict him of jaywalking.
Yeah. You're talking about little Teddy Lou, little Teddy Lou. I'm going to have to tweet at Teddy today because I like to remind him every couple of weeks or so that he got $18,000, $18,000, Rex, from a man called Ed Buck. Do you know who Ed Buck is? You're in California, no. Rex. You know who Ed Buck is, don't you?
No, I'm not sure who that is.
So Ed Buck is a man who was recently arrested because 3 times young black men overdosed in Ed Buck's apartment.
Yes.
And
yes,
twice... Twice they died, and Ed Buck gave $18,000 to little old Teddy Lou, one of the most risible, one of the most laughable members of Congress. Thank you, Rex, for reminding me that I should be tweeting at little old Teddy today. God bless you, Rex. Oh, Rex, do you have a copy of my book?
I don't. No, I don't have it.
Would you like one?
I would love to have one.
Well, stay on the line, and we'll make it happen. We can do things like that here. Wonderful call, Rex. I like that name, Rex. My name's Rex Harrison, Dr. Doolittle, all those great movies. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are going to be back with Jennifer Horn, my take, latest updates on the circus on Capitol Hill, and, of course, your calls. Here on America First, the newest national radio show across the nation on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios outside that increasingly fetid and putrid swamp. That is Washington, D.C.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts and into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.